Yes, yeah.
Okay, so we're in Hilchos Klai Behema. Agala, if there's an agala that one type is pulling it, what type of animal is pulling it? Lo yikshu min achar, you should not you shouldn't tie one other type, lo betzida, not on the side of lo lachareh, not on the back. Meaning don't even if you think that it's not mamish tied together, but don't do one on the side and one on the back. Fine. Hey, also not on the back, meaning behind. Hey, also liksha beis minim yachad, you're not allowed to tie two types together. Afilu rak mishum shmira, even if you're just tying them up so they don't run away, you still shouldn't tie them together. And you should be careful with this with birds. That you shouldn't tie two types together. People are making a mistake. Okay, I don't know how much that's negay nowadays. All right. Okay, pered. So this is the interesting halacha. Pered is a mule. Haba min asus v'chamar. So that comes from a sus and a chamar. V'yesh be'beis minim. And it has two. It's made out of. It comes from. It's there's two types of chamar. Yesha aviv sus v'imei chamayra. Right, the father is a sus, and the mother is a donkey. Yesha imei sus yiva aviv chamar. V'him climbs up there. They would climb. Right, a mule comes from climb. Let's say you want to tie two mules together. So baidik b'simani has nine v'zanav v'kol. You have to be baidik with simanim of the ears and their tail and their kol. Meaning, I guess you can tell whether the mother is the mule, whether the mother is the donkey, or the father is the donkey by that, by the ear, by the tail, or by the voice. Same diamonds alazeb you do a sha'ima mimin echad. If then you know it's from the same min and it's mutter. And this is the interesting sheet. They say that any mule is considered, you mean you can't use a mule because that itself is considered climb. It comes from two minim. Also lasts by malacha, and it's also to do malacha or to ride on it. All right, so it's interesting. According to this second din, you are not allowed to ever use a mule because that's like climb. Okay, next siman. Siman kufayim above. So you think this is more practical? It's hilchos klai begadim, what we call shatnez is ubay ches ifim. That's a aleph. Tzemer chelim ve'elim. So if you have the wool of rams or sheep in pishtan, and it's together with linen. Also, mishum klayim. That's also because the klayim bein shetofer beged semer and beged pishtan afila b'chute meshi. Even with meaning, whether you tie them together, even if you're using silk, by b'chute canvas or with marijuana. Right? No, it doesn't mean marijuana. It means hemp. Bein shetofer beged semer b'chut pishtan ay behepuch, or whether you sew the beged semer with the chut pishtan or the opposite. Bein shekasher chute pishtan and chute semer or shekolon yachad. Or it doesn't make a difference if you tie them together, or if you spin them together. Kol elu asur mishum klein. They're all also because of klein. Hold on 1 second. Meaning basically any type of sewing. Yeah. So. Okay, we're gonna say, you know, we'll see all the different cases in a second. Ben Shakar who's the call Yahav call Elo Asurum Shum Klein. But Taikif Tkifa Achas, let's say you stitch one stitch, Ukshara, and you tie it. Oshetaka state tkifas, or you make two stitches, Afa P Shaloi Kosher, even if you didn't knot it, right? Maybe you can just make stitches. I mean, I'm not from the big Bikkim and how to sew, but you make two stitches. And then you don't tie them. So that's nothing. Well, two, I'm sorry. One stitch and you tie it and you knot it, that's considered climb. Or if you do two stitches, even if you didn't tie it, that's considered an attachment. You're not allowed to connect a beged semer to beged pishtan, even with a needle. Without any sort of shim. I mean, if you just use a needle to attach things, let's say you take a the way I'm taking out of it. If you take a safety pin and you take wool and linen, put it together, you'd be over on klai. Iris, again, I'm not sure how we pass it, but that's what it seems like the kids are saying. Iris, a kvashim man begodim. So leather from kvasim, I'm sorry, from sheep. So that's meaning it's the skin, it's not the wool. That you're allowed to tie together with linen. You're not worried, but if you're taking the skin of the sheep, so how do you know maybe there aren't going to be some hair of wool, right? Even though you're connecting it with chutapishon, because they're just little pieces of wool, they're not strings, and they're not chashiv ubatli, and they're bottled. Right? Okay. Gimel. To attach wool and linen through a middleman, meaning dahainu, katichas are on one side you put wool. On the other side, you put linen. La Rambam also men haTorah. According to Rambam, also men haTorah. Yesh makilin. There are those that are makel. But lechein ledetu ayres hatfuras yachad, skin that's sewn together. I just lost the place. La Rambam. According to them, according to those shitas, the skin leather that's sewn together b'chutei pishtan with pieces of pishtun, mutter lecharum tachas beged semer. You're allowed to attach it under wool. Bal bish eshesh akut shel canvas shu teifer es aires tachas beged shel semer yichnis b'seh chutei pishtun. Even though when you're tying it under the linen, it could get stuck. Shetfur is less than that. It's no problem. Achi noigin, and that is the minig of a bal nefesh yeshel la'achmur kedas a Rambam. But a bal nefesh should be machmur and not do this. Fine, Dalit. Some of them are confusing because we don't know how to sew and all those type of things. Dalit, am I still there?
Yeah, we say here.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Just
Yeah,
I
yeah,
see.
yeah.
I just see that the internet bar went down. Okay, Dalit. Afilu esam matzai zu al gabzu. Even if you have 10 pillows, one on top of the other, about tachton and klayim, and the bottom one is klayim. Also, it is also to sit on the top one. Fine. Hey, meaning that's, you have the story with the stipler that he didn't sleep for a whole day when he went to go date his wife. I don't know if date is the right word because he didn't want to sit. He was chayshit that there's shatnez in the chairs of the train. All right. Hey, beged godol mikotze. Let's say you have a cape. Right, or a bekisha, how's that for the bekisha wearing people? Right, and on the end of it, there's klayim. Also, l'chassis, you can't use it to cover yourself. Even with the second side, even if the klayim is on the ground. So, let's say you have a bekisha, and the bottom of the bekisha has klayim. Right, so you're not being nana from the bottom of the bekisha. What does that have to do with you? It's just hanging there, right? So he's saying that even if it's so long, the bekisha, you're dragging on the floor and you're really not benefiting from it, you're still not allowed to wear it. Vav, if somebody sews clothing of klayim b'shvil akum for a guy. So let's say you're a tailor and a tailor brings you shatnez to sew. So toifer gedarker, you're allowed to stitch it in the regular way. Alpha pisha ksus munach. Now, that clothing, if you're a tailor, let's say it's sitting on your knees, right? It's on your lap. So is that called benefiting from klayim? Now, a guy is allowed to have klayim, and you're allowed to sew it for him too. There's no iser to make klayim. It's just also to wear klayim. So even though it's on his knees, it said it's fine. But you have to make sure that you're not benefiting from it. Like let's say it's the winter and it's cold. And you're sewing the clothing, and it's sitting on you. You say, "Oh, this is keeping me warm." Then that would be awesome. Let's say you're a traveling salesman, and you have all this shatnez that you're selling, right? So then mutter, that's also mutter, meaning you're wearing them. So that's also mutter. You got to be have kavana that you're not happy that you're getting warmed by all these layers of clothing or from the rain. But those that have Yerushamayim, so they would carry it on a stick behind them. Zayin, let's say hand towels, or a towel that you use after the shower, like tablecloths, or tablecloths in a shul. Asura mishum klayim, those are all asur because of klayim. Right? Why? I mean, why can't a tablecloth? So the problem is that we're afraid, tablecloth towels, we're afraid that part of it is going to get wrapped around you, and then you're going to get hana from it. That's the basic gist of it. And so same thing with a curtain. Also, lasses klayim. You can't make it out of klayim, because people would wrap themselves in a curtain. Let's say they saw a curtain and they were cold, so they can wrap themselves in it. I don't know nowadays if that would be such a thing. But the paroichas in front of Aron Kodesh, that's allowed to be klayim. Right? Because nobody's going to be using the curtain in front of the paroichas. You had that whole shyly years ago with the baseball gloves, that the insides of the baseball gloves, the padding was made out of satinus. But I don't know. I don't think ultimately that it was a shyly. Fine. Okay, that's it for tonight, right? That's for that tonight's
Yeah,
haftarah.
stop, and then you go to Kuf. I stop the recording.